looked up how much an apha is. An apha is anywhere between 24 and 43 liters in the Kula Lechumra. And that means a sixth of an apha would be somewhere between 6 and 7. What's it called? It's 24, then 4 and 7 liters. That means they have 4-liter dough.
That flour.
What?
That flour.
The flour, yeah. I guess, I don't know what it would change into the cc's. But whatever it is, the nefach, the liquid, if you consider the dough like a liquid, be 4 liters of dough, that size matzah. It's pretty big matzah. Okay. Tarabonim. Anger at the bottom of Lamed Vavon. Tarabonim. Ain't often pass over the Pesach, Divrei Beishamai. Beishamai says you can't make a thick matzah on Pesach. That's what the Gemara thinks now it is. Well, Beishil Matir. Beishil says you can make thick matzahs to do. The Kama Passover, what's considered a thick matzah? On Rav Huna Tefach. Shekei Matzina B'lechem Aponim Tefach. B'lechem Aponim also had to be baked matzah, and it was a Tefach thick. So you see that you can make matzah, Tefach thick, that still should be okay. But more than that, we don't know. Rashi, the Kama Passover, Tefach. Vafilu Hochi, Shoro Beisilu. And Beisilu saw that even if it's a Tefach, it's okay. Although Tvemi Tefach lo. But he, more than a Tefach, not. There, Beisilu is, what's it called, is Maskim, that more than a Tefach, not. Because it's very hard to bake something more than a Tefach, that it shouldn't become Chometz. How do we know that a Tefach for sure is okay? She came on Sino, Belechem Aponim. Shu asher lova b'chametz, even though lechem aponim, you also have to bake matzah, kinamrim b'menachos, kol ha-mincha asher takrivo, l'rabos lechem aponim, l'chimutz, when the Torah says, kol ha-mincha, all minachos, have to be from matzah, they can't become chametz, the call comes to tell me, even lechem aponim. L'azor sholech mitzu, afilu hachi, ovei defonos of tefach, the thickness of the walls of the lechem aponim was a tefach. The bread had two faces. It was made like a teva prutza, the Gemara says. It had two sides and an indentation in the middle. And those sides were called its ponim. A ponim is, you can't have a ponim less than a tefach. So therefore, I was thinking that over here, maybe this is what the Taz says. Taz says that the Rabbanan could never asser something that's mefurish in the Torah leheter. That the Torah said beferish it's mutter, then the Rabbanan didn't have a koach to asser it. So here it said beferish in the Torah that you can make lechem aponim and it's matzah. So the Rabbanan didn't have a koach to asser, according to Beis Hillel, any kind of matzah that's less than a tefach or less, because we see beferish in the Torah that a tefach is okay. Now the Gemara is quite cautious on this, would be even more, make more sense. Maybe they didn't hold it as klal. It's a klal of the Taz. But they still hold it as a klal. It's not a kash on the Taz if Beishama doesn't hold like him. But you see that they still talk a holes like that. That what's it, that's not something that what's it called? That till it tefach not. Maski for Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said no. What's the raya? Im Amru b'zrizim. Im Amru b'sheinah's reason. Maybe when the Torah says that it's okay to bake matzah, even a tefach, that's where B'makom is reason. That's in the Beis HaMikdash, where people are what's called the Kohanim or reason. They'll be very careful to make sure it doesn't become chametz. Yomar v'pas amila, yomar v'pas ein amila. The lechem aponim was made from a very fine sifted flour. So, and not sifted flour. It was made from, what's it called? It was, the dough was beaten down 300 times. And when you're constantly beating the dough, it keeps it from becoming chametz. But a regular dough, you don't beat like that. By the mizbeach, they only used the driest of wood. It couldn't be wormy. But normal ovens use regular wood. Maybe the heat's not that hot. So it doesn't bake as fast, and it'll become chametz faster. Im Amr B'Tanur Cham, Yomr B'Tanur Tzelmah, the oven in the Beis Hamikdash was constantly fired up. So when you put the bread in, when you put the lechem aponim to bake, it was already a hot oven. But other ovens you heat up, what's it called? They weren't heated up all the time. So the heat is less. So it bakes the bread slower. In the Beis Hamikdash they had a tanur of metal, because it was a klisharis. Most tanurim in the time of Chazal were made out of earthenware. They weren't as hot as a metal oven. So therefore, according to the way I'm learning, there's no heter beferish in the Torah that would say that you're allowed to bake a matzah of a tefach. No, that's only with all these other conditions. Then the Rabbanan couldn't have asked it if all the conditions were met. But if not all the conditions were met, the Rabbanan had a koach to asher it, because it wasn't the furish in the Torah with all those conditions. So Moses says, Rashi, Imamru, the Yitiru Ovi Tefach, if they were matter in Ovi of the Tefach, by Lechem Aponim, the difficulty is, if it means kipshuto, what do you mean the Rabbanu should have asked making lechem aponim? That's the lechem aponim. The Beis Hamikdash didn't make isurim to asher what the Torah said to do. But the way I'm learning, it's very good. Right? If they were matter, meaning the Torah was matter, a tefach, it wasn't the feirish, the same thing that we bake over here. And therefore, the Rabbanu had a koach to asher it. There's reason kohanim shibkiyim b'shimuro shol yachmis. The kohanim were b'kiyim, they were zrizim. They did things quickly, and they also knew all the halachas. Yatiru l'chol adam she'enim zrizim. They matter everybody who's not zrizim. The pasameila she'enim ha'meheris l'chachmis. Pasameila is where you keep beating it down, doesn't become chametz. She'amilasa ma'kvasa. Ameila breira k'disnan kol ha'menachas tunin sholosh mi'oshifa v'chamosh mi'os bi'ita. They used to, what's it called? Beat it down and punch it, punch the dough. The Tanur Chaim, the Chol Yom Tomid, Hayim Asikin Tanish Shal Mikdash Lafias Menachos Lach Mitoda. Every day, early in the morning, they'd start the oven and keep it going all day in the Beis Hamikdash. The Shal Matechas Hayim, and it also was made out of metal. Kedom Bishlach and Perik Dom Chatas, that it was a klisharis, so it had to be made out of metal. Okay. The only wood they used in the Beis Hamikdash was cut during the summer. After two ba'av, they stopped cutting wood because it became moist and it could have worms in it. So they only used very dry wood in the Beis Hamikdash. The heat was a greater heat. She'ilis is Rebbe, B'yichud. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba said, I asked my Rebbe. And B'yichud means, who was that specifically? Rav. Umanu Rav. Ikat the Amrei, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Omer Rav. She'ilis is Rebbe, B'yichud. Right, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba said in the name of Rav, that Rav said, I asked my Rebbe, B'yichud. Umanu Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Right, who was his Rebbe? The Rebbe of Rav was Rabbeinu HaKadosh. My Passover. What does it mean, thick bread? See Rashi first. B'yichud. Did I skip something? Pas meruba. And Rashi has a different tirsa here, obviously. We'll see one second that what pas meruba is. In any case, pas meruba, what's it called? My Passover. So I asked him, what does it mean, the Mishnah, that you can't bake Passover? He said, pas meruba. Doesn't mean thick matzah. It means a lot of bread at the same time. Can't bake a lot at the same time. Because if you make a lot at one time, it's an extra tircha. You have to knead a lot of dough at the same time. The Iboy Yisema Ba'asri, the Haitana, the Pas Maruba, Pas Ava Korale. And in that place, they call thick of can also mean a lot. They used to call a lot of bread thick bread, but it had nothing to do with the individual matzah. It wasn't the shaila of how thick the matzah could be. It wasn't even a shaila of matzah. It was a shaila of baking a lot of bread on Yom Tov at the same time. So Mara says, my time, what's the reason you can't bake a lot of bread on Yom Tov? Because you're making an extra bother to bake so much bread that's not necessary. Then it's not something that's also only on Pesach, on any Yom Tov. It has nothing to do with Chametz. So Mara says, Ein achinami. You have to learn that machlokas beisham beisel differently. If you look back, in parentheses, it says, Ein ofen pasavah beyom tov, the Pesach. Right? So we'd have to have the gear, so the Gemara says, the high tana beyom tov shal Pesach koi. Right? It's not talking about what's it called on Pesach, on Chol HaMoed, that you can't bake matzah that's too thick because it may become chametz. Nothing to do with that. It's talking about baking it on Yom Tov of Pesach, and the male, same thing goes for Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah. You can't bake on Yom Tov too much bread at the same time. We'll see 1 second why not. Tanya Nami Hach is a price. It says like that too. B'Shamay Omrim Eim Ofen Pasava B'Yom Tov, not the Pesach, B'Yom Tov. U'Beisel Matirin, and Beisel says Mutter. Rashi Pas Meruba Harbe Charorim B'Yachad, a lot of bread at the same time. The lav mishum chimutz nakatla has nothing to do with the fact that it may become chametz. Or the charorim takim comes talking about even about thin matzahs, thin bread on the other yamin tovim. Or mishum the katarach tirchad lo tzarechu, because you're doing the tirchad that's unnecessary. Now Rashi and Tosfos seem to learn that it's talking where you're baking more bread than you need for Yom Tov. And Beis Shammai says it's osur because you can't bake if you don't need it for Yom Tov. Beisel has all this mutter because when you bake a lot of bread in the oven, all the bread comes out better. So even though you're baking some of the bread, not for Yom Tov, but since it's all being done at the same time in the same oven, the ones for Yom Tov benefit. So it's considered, the whole baking is considered the Tzorach Yom Tov, because the ones that you're going to eat on Yom Tov, and you could eat any of them on Yom Tov, even though you're making enough that you wouldn't have to eat all of them, but the bread comes out better when the oven's full. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learn. Other Rishonim say if that's the case, there's nothing to do with how much bread, it's the tzorech or shelo tzorech, not how much. And they say no, even if you're going to use it all on Yom Tov, you can't bake a lot at one time because it's too much tircha. Make a little bit at a time. But to make a lot at one time, it's an extra amount of tircha. It looks like a lot of bother. You can't do that on Yom Tov. Okay. Rashi, b'yichud, b'ino leveini. B'yichud, then I asked him privately, face to face. Rabbe de Rabbi Yirmi, Rav. The Rav of Rabbi Yirmi was Rav. And Rabbe de Rav, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And the Rav of the Rebbe of Rav was Rabbi Ranasi. Lishna achrina, another way of learning b'yichud, not that I asked him privately, face to face, but the bar, right? The yichud the bar. I asked him clearly. Right? It wasn't any question. Maran Yuma says they knew clearly that the aron was hidden under a tile in the Beis Hamikdash that had been moved out of its place. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. The next Rashi is no. Belisha, kishalosh and also ava he ha'isa, he kula biyachad. Right? Now, what's it called? It's an extra tircha when you make a big dough and then divide it up to fill up the oven. Hachi garsin and tanya nami hachi by shami omrim ain't often pas ava biyomtot the lo garsin of the pesach. The gear says the nisbraisa is not the pesach any yomtot. Tanya nami hachi, the lab mishum chomitz naket el mishum tircha. The hacha lo tani pesach. Okay. Tana rabbana. Yotzin the pas nikiya, uva hadra, uva sirikin hamitzior in the pesach. You can use pas nikiya, is what's it called, even flour, that all of the impurities have been taken out, and vahadra, and the pas, that all the impurities, they weren't taken out. With a sarikin hametsuyarim, and you can also make decorated what's it called matzahs, where they make designs in the matzah. You can have designed matzah too. Afa pishamru in ocean sarikin hametsuyarim the pesach, even though the what's it called Well, even though you could be yotzi with that, the Rabbanan said you shouldn't make what's it called designed matzahs, because so the time it takes you to make the design, you're going to leave it too long and it's going to become chametz. Amar Yehuda, Dover Zeshol, Baitis Ben Zunin L'Chachomim. This was asked, this kasha, Shiloh, was asked by Baitis Ben Zunin. He was a baker. And they said, Mitnei Ma'omru Enosin Shrikin Mitzurim B'Pesach. Why did the Rabbanan say that you're not allowed to make designed matzahs for on Pesach? Amru Lo Mitnei Shah, Yisha Shoa Aleho U'Mach Mitzosa. Because a woman is going to take time making the design, and she's going to forget, and it's going to become chametz. So in order to avoid that, they ask her making designed matzahs.
By design, you mean the shape of the matzah?
No, no, no. To make designs in the matzah, make it look nice, whatever.
Like
pictures, whatever. No, you could make a, what's it called, a tfus, a mold, and make the happy birthday matzah within the mold, right? So you put the matzah in the mold, you don't have to waste any time, and it'll say happy birthday. The yikivoena, kivon, and you can do it right away. You know how to do it in the mold, and you could do it quickly. But other people don't do it like that. So if we are a matzah to make matzahs that have designs in them, people will end up making them not so quickly and not in a mold. So people are going to say, your matzahs are okay if they're designed, but other people's not. We have to ask her across the board, lo plug. No matter if, even if you made it in a mold, we're not going to let you do it, because you may come to make it without the mold. I once saw somewhere, some academic kind of parish, I don't remember where, that there's a side reason why they asked for making matzahs that had a design, because of the Christian, Eucharist, the matzahs that they give out in church, that are in the place of Yashka, they have some kind of design, I think, but they have a cross on them or whatever, so else. That also, the side reason why they asked for making matzahs that had designs in them.
In the beginning, you said that this matzah.
What? No, you yotze with it. With the diavet, if you ate it, you yotze with it. Lachatchila, you're not allowed to make it. If you did, if you made it, right, then you yotze. But if you eat it on Pesach, you yotze. But lachatchila, they said you can't make it. Rashi, b'sarikin ha-mitzuyorim, matzos ha-mitzuyoros, matzahs that are decorated matzahs. Apple pishamer lechatchila usher. Even though lechatchila you can't make matzahs like that, do you have the chopper dummy? If you ate a matzah like that that you did bake, you yotze. Show aleim letzayrin. Takes time to make the design. They ain't nosed in mayer latan or machmitzin. They don't put it right away in the oven and it becomes chametz. Efshir yasa atzura b'tfus. You can make the design in a mold. The yikbo'ena b'sorit. And then you put the dough in the mold, and the design will come out automatically. Kivon, kolomer maher, b'tchifachas. Kivon means immediately. So where it says, Yomru kol ha-sarikin ha-surim, v'shabaitis mutarim, shari rov nachtom min ein lohem osotvus. Most bakers don't have that kind of mold. Omer b'loser bar tzovik, pam achas nishnag nichnasti achar abba l'beis rabin gamliel. Rav b'loser bar tzovik said, I once followed my father, Rav tzovik, into the house of Rav gamliel, that he veiled the fun of shrieking on Mitzvah the Pesach. And they made decorated matzahs on Pesach. Omarti Abba lo kach omru chachomim meosin shrieking on Mitzvah the Pesach. Right? Didn't we learn that you can't make decorated matzahs? How come Rav Gamliel has decorated matzahs? Omar li b'ni lo shel kol adam omru, ela shel nachtomim omru. He said, no, they didn't ask for making decorated matzahs of Balabatim, because they're not so machted on the decoration. They do it quickly, and it's not going to come to be chametz. But bakers, if they're going to make the decoration, they make it nice, and they wait. They have a long time to do it, and therefore they ask for bakery made matzahs that are designed, but not home baked matzahs that are designed. Because the Amri Shum said that the Tzaddik told them just the opposite. Hachi Kamerle. Lo shall nachtomim omru, el shall kol adam. By Rav Gamliel, they had professional bakers baking the matzah. And bakers can do it quickly. They have the mold or whatever. But regular people don't have the mold, or they can't do it so quickly. So they ask for home-baked matzahs that are designed, but not bakery-baked matzahs. Mamash the opposite. And there's a svara each way. Rashi. Lo shokoladam amru la'asur. The balabayas are also from the asma. Eino kosher li'aposin kolkach. A balabayas makes a decorated matzah. He's not so careful to make it so nice. It doesn't take a long time. There ain't no show aleihem. Ela shel nachtomim osim limkor. If you do it commercially, then they want to make it nice. Umakpidim al noyim b'shoin al tziurim. Ikedi amri lo shel nachtomim amru la'asur. Shurgiyum b'kiyum b'dover yishlan tfusim. They didn't hassle bakery-baked matzahs that are designed because, what's it called, the bakers are more adept at doing it, and they also have molds. Okay, go on.
Before then, when we said that you couldn't be mechalic.
What? No, you can't be mechalic between this kind of bakery one or that one kind of bakery one. This kind of balabayas or that balabayas. But if you're making a chilek, all bakery baked is okay, and all balabatim is not okay, and vice versa, that you could be machal, two different sugi. But in one sug, what?
Baitis
has been through, no, he was a adept, he had the mold. He said, I could do it with a mold. He said, but not everybody has a mold. Right. Or he was a baker, and they answered all baker, whatever. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Osa shrikin kamin ratikin. The ain osin shrikin kamin gluskos. Rashi. Osin shrikin, the tsuyorin kamin rikikin. You can make decorated matzahs if they're thin. Uvavachu dakim uklushin. They mamar mahachnis. Because if they're thin, if you have thin dough, even if it's, if you take the time to what's it called, to decorate it, it's not going to become chametz. Avalomit saris ha'adim kikluskos. But if you're making thicker matzah, right, there it's a problem because it becomes chametz faster, and then if you start making designs, we're afraid it'll become chametz. Because they're thicker, they become chametz faster. Tana Rabbanan, hasuvganim v'hadugshonim v'ishkaritin v'chalas hamesores v'hamedume p'turim michala. Okay, all these things are potter from chala. Rashi, hasuvganim asuyim kisfug. It's like donuts, sponge cake. The duvshanim, we'll see in one second what the problem is. Duvshanim mitruganim mitvash. They are fried in honey. The kulam min lechem. They're all a kind of lechem. Viskaritin asuyim kitzpichis. You fry them in oil. The mitargamin is kariton. Shalosh nisos and rakamot. Right, it's made very, very thin batter, not like a dough. Hamasoris targum shel machvas. You make it fried in a pan, pan-fried bread. Peturim min achala, nirsi ba'ochel chamil lechem ha'aretz. By chala it says that it has to be lechem ha'aretz. V'hani lav lechem ninu. Well, the kam first time. Later on, the Gemara explain what the reason why this isn't called lechem. V'hamiduma, chulin shenof letruma letocho pater. Right, if you had chul and the truma fell into it, it's pater from challah. The tarimu truma ksi. The lo shvar hoya truma. You have to take challah from something that's not truma. Not that it already is truma. The challah becomes like truma. Challah is called truma too. And so it can't be something that was truma. It has to be something it's not. So there's a machlokas we've shown them over here what it's talking about. A maisa, if the truma was bottle, it's bottle. Right? And if it's not bottled, then how could you take challah? Maybe you're taking the truma. Maybe you're going to eat truma. So what the easiest way of learning here is that it's talking where there's not a shear of challah without the truma. So enochinami, it's talking where it was bottled. There was more than 100 times chulin than the truma. So the truma's bottled. But the entire amount was only a shear of challah if you count the truma. And you can't count the truma because what's it called? Because you can't have challah that was truma. So therefore you can't take your pater from challah from such a thing.
All these things are going to take challah, but the dough is the same dough as how it's cooked or fried.
They weren't seeing it. We don't know why. All these things are pater from challah because they're not called lechem. Why they're not called lechem, we'll see. My chalas hamesores. What is chalas hamesores? That's the last thing that mentioned. Rabbi Shulben Levi, zecholut So balabat. It's what's it called? It's challah that was bread that was made by boiling, by putting boiling water in it. Rashi, cholot shel balabatim, eino nasa ketikun lechem. It's not made like regular bread that's baked. Rish Lakish, now we're going, now Rish Lakish. That's what what's it called? Amar Rish Lakish, halalu maisa ilfasei. Okay? They all are made in an ilfas. In other words, they're made in a pot. Lefichach lav lechemu. Rashi, maisa ilfasei. That's why they're not considered bread. Bread is baked in an oven. It's not made in a pot. Because sober ain't lechem elohati b'tanur. Lechem is only if it's baked in an oven. Kedoshiv lach mechem b'tanur echem. Says, what's it called in the Vayda Klola, that they'll be baking bread in one oven. So you see, bread is baked in an oven. B'halalu, b'hati p'turin, b'amun Rashi. No, this is okay, Rabbi Yochanan Omar. So Reish Lakish says, the reason these things are potter is because they are not made in an oven. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, ma'ase ilfas chayavim. No, even if you bake it in a pot, it's still called lechem. The halalu shasam b'cham. These, you didn't bake on a fire in a pot. You made them in the sun. You let them bake in the sun. Sun-baked things are not called bread. Because that's shlokadera. No, that's the beginning. One second. What is it? Meiste. Let's just finish, then we'll see what's going on. Hastuvganim v'adushanim v'ashkaritin osan b'ilfis chayodim. Now we have a brisa that says, b'feirish, like Rishon Yochanan. You have shufganim, dufshanim, iskaritim. If you made them in a pot, they're chayiv in chav. B'chama, but if you made them in the sun, you cook them in the sun, they're potter. T'yufter of Shem Melakish, t'yufterish of Raisa, like Rabbi Yochanan. It's kashen Rish Lakish. Omar Ula, Omar Lachor of Shem Melakish, hachum ayaskin and shir siach of the sof hidbik. Aval hidbik of the sof for siach, right? It's talking over here where you first boiled up the flour, and then you made it into dough. And the other case is where you made it into dough, and then you boiled it up. It was dough first. Rashi, see the difference. V'halolo l'hochi p'turin, v'vishasan b'cham v'v'l'b'or. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even if you bake bread in a pot, it's still considered baking, and it's considered what's it called bread. But if you cooked it in the sun, you baked it in the sun, that's shlokadera. Shir siach ha'ilfas, Rabbi Rish Lakish says no. Where you made it in a pot, the acharkach hidbik balechem, you boiled up water in a pot, and then you put in the bread, the havi lekei maisa tanur hilka chayovim. What you did is, you heated up the pot, and then you put the dough in. So it's almost like a small oven. Right? What difference makes you have a big oven, or you have a pot that's like an oven? Then you're chayov, hilka chayovim. But if you first put the dough in the pot, and then you heat it up the pot, that's a different process. That's like cooking, that's not like baking. Right? If you heated the pot first and then put the dough in, then it's what's it called, that's considered baking. If you put the dough in the pot and then heated it up, that's considered cooking and not baking. Okay, let's finish a little bit more, and then we'll go and see what the Rishonim say here. Where it says, Aval hidbik l'vesof l'siach mai hachi nami d'pturin. Are you going to tell me then if you want to go put the dough in the pot and then he did it up, your potter? At the Tani Sefer, son Becham of Turin, that brisa that says that if you made it in the sun, you're potter. But if you made it, what's it called, in the pot, you're chayiv. Why didn't you tell me a case where you could make it in the pot and still be potter? Where you heated the pot after you put the dough in. Lif lovelish me b'dido. Bamed v'ram amurim kegom shir siach l'sof hibbik. When are you usually chayiv in challah if you heated up the pot and then put the dough in? Then it's like an oven. Aval hidbik l'sof siach p'turin. But if you, what's it called, put the dough in the pot and then heated it up, according to Rish Lakish, it'd be potter from challah. Right? So why didn't the Braisa say that? Why did the Braisa have to go find a new case of where you heated it in the sun? Tell me that even if you heat it in the pot, it's possible to be potter. Where it says Chsuri Mechsur, Rish Lakish will have to say the Braisa is missing something. This is the way you should read the Braisa. Amed v'rem amurim shir siach l'sof hidbik. When, if you made it in a pot, is it chayiv in challah? If you first heated up the pot and then put in the dough. But if you put the dough in and then heated up the pot, it's just as if you made it in the sun, and it's potter. Okay? So now there's a lot of Rishonim here. Not here, but in Chala. Machlok is like this. Chala lemaisa, the chiyuv of Chala comes when you make the dough. So if the dough was made, what difference make what you did with it later on? Once you have a dough that you could make bread out of it, that should be called bread. So some Rishonim learn, no, that even if you made the dough, regular dough, okay, but in the end you didn't bake it like bread, so then the chiyuv goes off, and you're not chayv. So if you made regular dough, but your intention was to boil it, to make it in a pot, to make it in the sun, it's potter from challah. Because even though the chiyuv comes when you make it into dough, it depends what you're going to do with it later. So therefore, those who shown him hold, even the lila other, even if you make a regular bread dough, but in the end you end up boiling it or making it in a way that's not baked in an oven or like an oven, it's potter from challah.
What does it say if you boil it and then bake it, like bagels are made?
What? If you boil it, and it depends. What? If you boiled it and it became edible, right, then it would be potter also. Because it's not that's not the way you make bread. But bagels aren't made like that. They're not edible when you boil them to begin with. They only become edible when you bake them. So they are considered like bread. That's what Moshe Fein seems to. But in any case, the other Rishonim learn, no. Since the chiyuv comes when you make the dough, if you make bread dough, no matter what you do to it afterwards, you're chayav challah. It's chayav for a minute. The chiyuv won't go away because it's something you did later. But if here it's talking where you made a batter, you didn't make dough. You made a soft batter. If in the end you baked it, then even though at the time you made the dough, it wasn't chayav and challah, but you can have a chiyuv of challah after it's baked and it's bread. So if you bake it like bread and it becomes like bread, then you're chayav after it's baked. Not in the batter stage, but you're chayav after it's baked. If you made what's called a batter, and in the end you ended up not baking it, then you made it in a pot or whatever, but it's a soft batter, then taka your potter. So some Rishonim learn if you make a heavy dough, no matter what you do to it after that, you're chayav and challah. And others hold no. Even if what's it called, even if you made a heavy dough, but in the end you made it not baked, it's potter. You need both things. It has to be a heavy dough, plus it has to be baked in order to be chayav and challah. Others hold no, either has to be either. Either a heavy dough is always chayav and challah, or a batter that you bake. But if there's none of it, it's a batter, and you don't bake it, then it's potter. Okay. And they would learn this sugya accordingly. Let's go on. Tashma. Yotzin b'matza hina u'b'matza asuya b'ilfis. Your yotze, matza also needs lechem. Just like challah has to be lechem, matza also, right, has to be lechem. Lechem only. So whatever would be lechem l'gabi challah would be lechem l'gabi matza and vice versa. So that's the case. If your yotze with matza hina, hina's where it's not baked completely. Matzah hina klomer kama te'afa v'yehe yotziba. No, what's it called? Matzah hina means that it wasn't 100% baked. And matzah that you made in a pot. Hachinami shirsiach v'sof hidbik. Right? Enichanami. This pot is talking where you made it like an oven. You heated up the pot, then you put the dough in. So it's like baking it in an oven. But in a chinami, if you put the dough into a cold pot and heated it up over the fire, that's not called baking, that's called cooking. My matzah hina, what's matzah hina? Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, kol sheparsha ve'ein chutim nimshach imena. Even if it's not totally baked, but it's baked enough that if you pull it apart, you won't have threads coming out. So the dough is not any more moist, it's hard. Then that's good enough. That's enough baked to be considered baked. Amar Rava v'chein lach meitoda. Rava said the same thing goes for lach meitoda. It's only considered baked if you can pull the bread apart, the matzah apart, and it doesn't make threads. Pshita hachal lechem ksiv v'hachal lechem ksiv. Right? B'maisa here it says lechem, there it says lechem. So anything you need lechem is only if it's baked to the point where it If you pull it apart, it doesn't make threads. It makes threads. It's not lechem. It's dough. This is no malgasim. Hora luksi v'hikri v'nemim. Echad mikol korban. Echad shalom hikol paras. V'hachai kaman deprisha dam yokamashkelon. Says you should take one whole one. Like lechem kolda, you have to take a whole one and give it to the kohen. Can't give them a part. And since over here it's not baked completely, even if you pull it apart, it won't make threads, but it's still soft. It's going to fall apart. So I might think you're not yotzei lachmi toda, because it's not something that's going to stay together, right? You won't be able to take one whole one, because it's very vulnerable, very fragile. Kamashvila, no, yotzei lachmi toda too. Now, see? Shiparsa, even though by matzah also you need lechem, can receive lechem only, still you're yotze. My matzah hina kolomer kama teyotha via yotze ba. How much bait does the matzah have to be that you could be yotze with it? Shaparsa shemeshabra lashon prusa. When you break it, it doesn't make threads. Even in lachmi tolda, in shochet hazeva chaleim, me'achesh and nefesh kinyan hazeh, v'shecht of the carbon tolda. When the matzahs were baked, to this point, you yotze. Kiddush alechem batodik shem. Then the lechem becomes kaldish, because it's called lechem. The hoil, the korm, uponeho, the slam menochus, ki hai gat nabuina. When do you know, how do you know if it's gonna make threads or not? If the, what's it called, if the surface is already brown. If the surface is brown, you know what's inside is not gonna make threads. Echad mikol korban, truma l'ashem, l'kohen hazorah. One out of, you had 10 arba minim ha'yubash l'esher chalos. You had 4 different kinds of, one chametz, and 3 different kinds of matzah. And they had, what's it called, each one had 10 loaves, 40 altogether. Out of each 10, each different type, you took one and gave it to the kohen. We call min v'min nosin echad l'kohen, v'ashar l'balim. The other 36 went to the one who brought the carbon. They ate it. Says, Echad, you can't give him a piece, you have to give him a whole one. So I might think that if it's not baked completely, that's not called whole. Because it's vulnerable, it's fragile, it's going to break. That's still called whole.